How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Your new way to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Happy humpers.
I love a good Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Especially leading into a long weekend. Yes, please.
I love a bright and early 5:59 a.m. show. When we went to go watch a movie last night.
We did.
Just to please the kids. But ended up enjoying ourselves.
I fully enjoyed it. We were lucky enough to watch Lilo and Stitch, and it was such a good movie.
I would say that Lilo and Stitch was not only for the kids.
I would agree with that, actually.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the fact that they stuck to the storyline about 98%.
Okay.
The storyline is fair accurate.
You are way more in tune with the original. I couldn't get through the original.
Really?
To be honest with you, yeah, it was not my jam.
I just watched it like 3 days ago.
I don't think it was a lot of people's jams.
I liked it.
It kind of just popped up out of nowhere. Like, it was not a hit movie when it first came around.
Yeah.
So the fact that, like, Stitch over the past 2 years has been bonkers with popularity, of course, Disney was like, we gonna make a movie. And let's make it right now and make some money. And this movie is gonna make some money.
It was
really good.
I really enjoyed it. Like I said, it follows the storyline fairly accurately. I do like that they gave Nani, Lilo's sister, a purpose. More so than what she has in the animated. And that's where they kind of strayed off the original storyline. Is she has a purpose in this movie. Outside of just being a mom.
She's a main part of the movie.
Yeah.
So much so that I thought they should have named the movie Lilo and Nani. Possibly.
It's
one of those things where Nani is like, her Hawaiian accent is like kind of there, but
not really.
Not really.
They're like, she kind of looks
She kind of sounds like a Disney princess.
Yeah, she does.
You know what
I'm
saying? So she's like, she looks the part, but she doesn't sound the part.
Yeah.
But then the neighbor lady's like, Lilo, what are you doing over there? Come over here now.
Yeah, the neighbor lady kills it.
And she's got the full-blown, like, Hawaiian accent going on. And I'm like, okay, now we're back
now
in Hawaii.
Makes sense. And Lilo's just the most adorable thing
in the
whole
world.
Oh, my
God. That actress?
She has a little lisp. It's the cutest thing.
I don't know what portal of, like, cuteness they dove into to find this girl, but they found the perfect, adorable little young girl.
They killed it in casting.
For Lilo. And trust me when I tell you, when you see her on screen, you're going to go, oh,
she's so cute.
But the movie is awesome, so that's my rave review.
It comes out in theaters on Friday. So you guys can check it out. 10 out of 10 recommend, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Yeah, good times.
Take the kids.
Especially if you got kids.
Woo. Especially if you got kids, for sure.
100%. We got a busy day today, guys, so let's get into it.
I'm here for it.
We got to play the secret sound, and here's a little refresher, just in case you forgot what the secret sound sounded like.
Aye. That's it. If you can guess that secret sound, you're going to get 4 tickets to see Morgan Wallen when he's here in July.
I keep seeing photos from Sand in My Boots Festival.
Oh, I know.
And I'm telling you what, I don't know. I don't know how many people were there, but it looked like a million people.
A lot. I have friends that were there, and they said it was phenomenal.
I heard it was also good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and there we go.
So, jealous.
Morgan Wallen, if you want to grab those tickets, make sure you listen out for the secret sound and then call us at 7:30. All right, let's go.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Ooh, I like it when they're nice.
Like nice.
Nice messages.
Oh, okay.
Nice news.
The majority of them are fairly nice.
Yeah. Meh. This one's exceptionally nice.
Okay.
We're going to break some news to Sarah Beth. She's got an upcoming interview. And her friend just wants to give her a little support in her own little way.
Okay, I do love that. That is nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's call Sarah Beth.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sarah Beth?
Yeah, this is Sarah Beth. Who is this?
Hi, Sarah Beth. It's Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
Who? I don't know what this is.
I'm Nico. People employ me to break news for them. So I've a message from your friend Julia.
Okay. Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm a positive service. Well, most of the time. Anyway, Sarah Beth, she wanted me to tell you good luck on your interview. You are a treasure and a rock star. You're going to absolutely kill it. And she went on to say, when you become a CEO rich lady boss babe, feel free to enjoy many European vacations with her.
Oh my God, Joey!
So apparently you're taking her on vacation with you in Europe. Congratulations.
I guess so. Julie, let's book a trip, babe, because we're going to go. Oh my gosh.
Sarah Beth, it's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country. Congratulations on this big interview.
Yeah, super congratulations and good luck.
Oh my gosh.
But what I love about this is that this is a phone call that my best friend and I would make to each other 100%. Good luck, but also.
Yeah, but also.
When you get there.
When it works out, don't forget me.
I love this.
Oh my gosh. I'm so nervous. And this, you guys, thank you so much. This is really helpful.
Hey, good luck. You got this.
Also,
positive vibes.
Remember that Nico and I are available for vacations as well.
Also, so. Passport ready to go.
If I book this, I'm going to send you cookies. Thank you so much.
That's a little underwhelming, but.
Maybe as long as they're European cookies.
Yeah. They're going to be cookies from Europe if I get this job.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Cheyenne?
Yeah.
Just like the ever so popular new trend that I've created, the laundry tree. When I bring in my groceries, I create the grocery tree.
You're just a tree. Like, you, in a past life, were just a tree. That's
so,
you.
We had that conversation of, like, what do you do? What's normal when you after you fold your laundry? And I was like, I just layer it up on my body any way possible, and I take it upstairs in one trip because I hate going up and down those dang steps.
You're like the Groot of house chores.
Groot.
Yeah. Like, that's you.
It's kind of the same with bringing in the groceries. I will stack, no matter how fragile the groceries are, I will still stack and layer. And if I can find an extra little pinky nail to hang something off,
oh my God.
I will do that.
You know, I want to judge you so much, but I can't because I do the same exact thing to the point of, like, borderline toxicity. Like, my kids will be like, hey, let me help. And I'm like, no, I got it.
Yes.
Let me do it. There could be like jam jars clinking against each other.
Oh, yeah.
What? Something's breakable. It's fine. I'm still carrying all of them in.
Yes.
It's wild. Like, up my arms to the pocket of my elbows.
Yeah.
And they're just lined up. And I'm just like, carry bags.
I can relate 100%.
Yeah.
I need to do that because I swear to you, my son, once we hit the driveway, the door is open, he's gone.
Yeah.
There was a smoke trail coming out of his butt.
He's not helping.
He is not there.
He's not helping.
I once asked him to, like, here's a box of crackers, bud. Can you bring these in? He's like, oh, Dad, those are really heavy. I'm like, wait, what?
You're like, they weigh 5 grams.
I have 6 tons of groceries strewn out all over my body, and you can't carry in these Triscuits? What is happening?
That's wild.
So that's how I do it. I can't go back and forth unless I'm trying to, like, separate myself a little bit, have some me time. Which then I will do it bag by bag, slowly.
I feel like this is something a lot of parents can relate to, though, because I get that. I don't do it very often, and generally the only time I make multiple trips to the car is if I have, like, a case of something.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, I have to, because I'm not Superwoman.
Right.
Even though I play one on TV. I'm just kidding.
Could have fooled me, Cheyenne.
I know. But I do get it. I get needing to take alone time.
Yeah. Yeah,
grocery bags make us superheroes.
I'll bring in one item at a time. Of course, you want to bring in the frozen items first.
Yes, you have to.
You don't want to leave those outside,
especially in the middle of summertime.
No, I've made that mistake.
That
before.
Frozen fish fillet will be rotten sushi before you know it.
Yeah.
So, are we right, Camel Nation? Does everybody understand this train of thought of either A, using the groceries to do it all in one trip, or B, using it as that minute to get some time for yourself?
Mm.
You can call us or text us at 602-894-5653. Prove us right.
I create the grocery tree. I carry everything on every single piece of my body. I might have to do like a carabiner, strap some bags to my belt.
Unfortunately, that's something I could see you doing, though.
I could do that.
And I'm not okay with it. I'm concerned.
The future looks bright for me. Hey, Tommy.
Yeah, what's up?
What's your strategy, bud?
The strategy, you got to go plastic bags. I know it's not environmentally whatever, but it's got to be plastic. I've never known anybody that was enough of a physicist to do a one hauler with paper bags. And I got to say that doing a one-er, getting all the bags in, especially if you got a family, in one shot can cure any bad day. It is the biggest boost of confidence.
Yes.
That anybody can have. I did one where I was gripping about 11 in each hand, and I got to the door and there was a bit of a challenge. I slightly rotated 45 degrees and got the whole thing in there.
Yes.
And got it all up onto the counter with one last hoist. I had to take a nap after. And I just dreamed to myself. I was just like, you did that all on your own. And I was like, thinking like, should I send my stuff into like NASA or like something?
I'll be honest with you though. You made a great point. If I'm reaching for that door handle and I'm all grocery treed up,
yep,
and the door is not opening or I can't get enough of a grip on it, I would rather kick that door straight to the ground than put down groceries.
What is it with grocery bags?
I would much rather put a big boot right through that hinge and throw it right off the wall than put one single item down.
I swapped the garage doorknob out for a lever so I could do it with my foot and get these ones.
Genius.
Oh, my goodness. Genius. Gracious.
Yeah.
Say less.
Nico's going to change out his door handles today.
It's already done. Are you kidding me? I already have somebody working on it right now.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
I think this is an amen.
Okay.
My wife's going away to visit her family for 3 weeks, and during that time, I just booked a trip to Vegas. So not only am I going to be alone, but I'm going to Vegas, baby.
I did not even put two and two together that those dates were on the same dates that she was going to be gone.
Yeah.
Love that.
Can
for
I get an amen?
Amen.
Oh, Cheyenne, who we got on the phone?
Sophia and Chandler, what do you got for us this morning?
Hey, guys. So I am a mom of a teenager.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And
our apologies.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Seriously, you guys, if I even get a hello, a nothing, like a thank you for my food or any comments from this being in the morning or in a day, it's a lot. And my teenager this morning before he went to school, he turned around and said, Mom, I love you.
Oh my God. Stop it.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. That's what did he do? Or what does he want?
Yeah, what does he want from you?
As also a mom of a teenager, that would be my what?
Yeah.
What do you want?
Or thankfully, Sophia wasn't love you, bruh.
Yeah. Love you, bruh.
I dropped down on my knees and cried.
I want to cry with you. That's a phenomenal moment. Good for you.
Well, amen to that. Thank you, Sophia.
Thank you.
Giving out those amens every single morning at this time on Camel Country.
If you've got an amen, no matter how big or how small, hit us up at 602-894-5653.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Campbell Country 107.9.
Time for the secret sound, Cheyenne. We do it every morning at 7:30 right here on Nico and Cheyenne. It's time. What do they win?
If you can guess the secret sound, you're going to win 4 tickets to see Morgan Wallen when he's at State Farm Stadium.
All right, JC in Peoria. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so far we've had eagle screeching. Pretty decent guess.
Yeah.
Fork on a ceramic plate. Not bad.
Not bad.
And fingernails on a chalkboard, but those are not the secret sound. Do you know what it is?
I think.
All right, we're going to give you an opportunity. Let's play the secret sound.
Camel Country 107.9.
The secret sound.
Presented by ProSkill Services.
JC, who hails of Peoria land, it is time for the secret sound. Guess what this is right here. Hiawatha.
All right, JC, what do you think the secret sound is?
Is it a swing? A swing set?
Swing.
No, it's not a swing.
It's not it, JC, but that was a great guess.
Yeah, and if your kids are on a swing that sounds like that, get them
WD-40.
A tetanus shot immediately. Give them the tetanus.
Definitely need some WD-40 for sure. But that was a great guess.
Yeah, thank you so much for playing today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, guys. Ooh, a swing set. Not bad. Good morning, y'all.
Morning.
Gross topic of conversation. Sorry, Camel Nation, if you just had breakfast.
Apologizing in advance.
The only reason I bring it up is because we're excited for our brand new studios. If you don't know, we are moving to a new building.
Woohoo!
The company's cheap. And so the studios are much smaller.
Yes, considerably.
We went from, granted, this was a fully operational building at one point. It was 25,000 square feet. Now we're going down to 7,000 square feet. Oof.
It's so small.
So the studios are taking a hit.
Yeah.
And I am lactose intolerant, if you don't know anything about me. Now, here's what that has to do with a small studio. Is in this big, airy studio that has very flowing air circulation, this smaller studio, I'm a little concerned. I'm going to be much closer to my coworkers.
Yes. Concerned.
In proximity.
My nose is concerned because I know where this is going. Because the countertops that we have in the new studio are about half the size of what we have now. So we are going to be able to...
Wow.
We're going to be like touching each other,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
That means if you're a little gassy because you decided you wanted to eat some pizza,
yeah,
the rest of us are going to have to pay for that.
Now, if we're on the radio, okay, we're rocking and rolling, and I don't have an opportunity to escape and go outside and release that gas that's pent up, sometimes, mind you, I am trying to be as respectful as possible, I will fart. There's no way around it. In fact, I got something brewing right now.
Thank you for letting us know in advance.
But I'm just concerned that what if the air circulation sucks and there's no avoiding farts.
Yeah.
Like I can't be too gassy around you guys. I gotta be able to maybe they give me another studio for me only.
This is what I'll say. I am a very big advocate on like normal bodily functions. Farts don't bother me.
Okay.
From anyone the majority of the time. I think we can all admit that like A, we all fart. B, they don't always smell great. It is what it is. I'm not going to sit here and judge you. I don't care. However, if you wake up in the morning and you can feel your tummy gurgling.
Yeah.
And you're like, today's going to be an overly gassy day. Just don't come in.
That's what I was trying to get.
Send us a text that says, guys.
I was curious. Your threshold.
I'm overly gassy today.
So Cheyenne, you're just saying, hey, just, you know what?
Just stay home.
Call in.
Yeah.
Call in.
Just don't.
Calling in for gas is diabolical.
But also,
I would love to see Drew's face.
If it's also very discomforting, like if it hurts.
It's
like,
a stomach issue.
Then
it's a medical issue.
I would rather you do that.
Medical.
Wait, so have you been bottom burping the whole time in this room? Because you think it's a big enough room? Because I would still consider this a pretty small room. So have
this
you been doing it this whole time?
Monstrous for
I
a
feel
radio
it's
studio?
Very roomy.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it's cool, but not enough to hotbox.
Look, I have two countertops over here that I don't even do anything with. I literally just put stuff on this countertop just to use it.
We also have like solid air circulation in here. Like if you're really quiet.
You can hear it.
You can hear the AC
it sounds
system.
Like Antarctica in here.
It's like...
Okay, so you're saying call out.
I was saying still come in.
The only, listen, I haven't called out of work in God knows how long. And the only reason I missed work the last time is because my appendix was exploding.
Yeah.
But
you were literally in the hospital.
Yeah. So I don't, I like, I can't find it within myself to be like, honestly, I got to call out because I'm farting.
At that point, it's just thinking about everybody else around you. Like, it's not so much about you. It's about your coworkers.
But I've had coworkers that have called out for the, you know, in my opinion, the most mild of issues.
Oh, I need to hear about these.
Oh, I have a tech call. I'm calling. I can't go to work.
I barely have a voice today and I'm here.
Yeah, you're trooping it right now. So I guess what I just want to know the extremes of what you're willing to, you know, take and call out for.
Yeah.
602-894-5653.
What should be acceptable to call out for?
Yeah, exactly.
Like for me, menstrual cramps should be a totally acceptable thing to call out of work for.
I will co-sign that all day.
Yeah.
Because I do not want to be around you when you have your menstrual cramps.
It's not good.
It's not fun.
If I'm in here with my heat pad, it's a bad day.
602-894-5653. All right. So we want to find out, you know, what is the most interesting thing you had to call out for? And I feel like everyone's giving valid reasons.
Absolutely.
So I feel like gassiness could be a valid reason.
I'm here for it.
And I'm gassy for it. All right, we got somebody on the phone.
Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Michael from Phoenix.
What you got for us, Michael?
Migraines.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, yeah. I used to have a coworker that would get them so bad. She would have to close her eyes, like lay in the fetal position.
Yeah.
And why would you come to work with that?
It's the worst. Michael, does your employer, are they okay if you have to call out for a migraine?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I love that. Yeah, good for you.
I could see a boss being like, oh, you got a headache.
Especially because I drive. So, you know, I understand.
Oh, yeah. That definitely makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Michael, in fact, do you have a headache right now?
I feel a migraine coming on as we speak.
Okay. Be careful, my friend.
You too.
All right. Who's checking in on the text line, Cheyenne?
We got a text from the 623. I've had coworkers call out because they just didn't feel like working that day.
True.
That's a choice.
I mean, if I didn't care about my job or my career, if I didn't feel like going to work, sorry.
Could you imagine getting a text from me at 4 a.m. saying, guys, I just don't really feel like it today.
I don't know what
today.
That must be like.
I don't. What?
No, I mean, you know, obviously using that as an excuse in a bigger forum like this, like, you know, we're going to make fun of you on the radio the entire day.
Absolutely. We also got a text from the 480. I've called out of work for an eye issue. I just couldn't see going into work.
Whoever texted that, you're a champion.
You're amazing.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
It's Nico and actually Grandma Cheyenne.
What does that even mean? Although, well, yes, I have old lady tendencies.
You're the one getting the award badges on Facebook.
Nothing makes you feel creepier than a weird fan badge on Facebook. And no, we're old. Like, because normally if I'm going to doom scroll something, it's going to be on Instagram, right? Or TikTok, right. Not Facebook Reels.
I don't know, though. Maybe it's because they're doing something right. My wife constantly watches Facebook videos, and they're like long form videos.
They're much longer, and for whatever reason, I feel like they're curated a little bit better than Instagram. Like, Instagram is like, it takes what you like and curates you that way. I feel like Facebook takes the stuff that you personally post and finds videos that are close to that.
Yeah.
So there's this one person that I see their reels. I can't remember his name for the life of me. So this tells you how not invested I am, right? He is, he's an ex-Marine, I'm pretty sure. And he goes around places with his van that has a pull-up bar off the back. Mm-hmm. And he pays you for certain challenges off the pull-up bar. Sometimes it's how many pull-ups can you do. Sometimes it's how long can you hang for every, you know, 15 seconds you get a dollar or whatever.
Yeah.
So he does these challenges. And I love watching them because I love watching girls be able to do pull-ups. And I think that it's a great moment in, like, women's fitness, right?
Yeah.
He's also very attractive. So that helps too.
Uh-huh.
Okay? He's a good-looking guy. Okay. I'm not going to sit here and lie about it. He's a good-looking dude.
No, I don't think you were lying about it. I just think there was more motivation than watching people do pull-ups.
Well, I do love watching chicks do pull-ups because I'm so proud of, again, where the female fitness is at right now. I think we're in a really cool moment, and I think that that's great. But I digress. My point is I don't follow this guy on Instagram. I don't follow him on Facebook. Nothing. I also don't like the reels. I don't comment anything. I just watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Like a weirdo.
And Facebook knows this.
They know.
So they're like, we should probably award her for being such a good viewer.
Yep. So they awarded me with the top fan badge. And I went, no.
Yes.
No, 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 no.
Yes.
For a couple, like, I don't, like I said, I don't interact with these videos. I just watch it like a weirdo on the sideline. I'm just watching.
That's all it takes. A little acknowledgement that you watch it.
And that's what it is. So I got a top fan award and it made me feel so gross. Like, I felt like such a creeper in the bushes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, nothing makes you realize that you aren't doing anything other than watching it than getting a fan badge and realizing that you haven't commented a single thing.
Not that.
How am I a top fan?
It is such a badge of honor. And I'm sure he gets the notification from his, like, top fans.
I don't like that.
And it's like, ooh, Cheyenne, she's a top fan of mine. She must be watching all my stuff. Watch this,
see, and
Cheyenne.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all, because now he knows.
You did it to yourself.
I will stop watching videos immediately.
No. Don't be that embarrassed. Don't drop his content altogether.
I don't think it's great that I got this weird award, but he makes good content, and I like it, and it's wholesome.
I used to hate the fact that Instagram would post your activity on a timeline back in the day.
So, I don't remember that.
Oh, this was a while back. I don't remember what era of Instagram, but whenever you would do something, whenever you would comment on somebody's post, or whenever you would like someone's post, it would show up in a timeline
for the whole world
of
to
all
see?
Your friends. Yeah, so all your friends would see. You could just search that timeline, and all of your, so like if you were dating someone, you could see what posts they were liking immediately on a timeline. So you could be like, wait, why are you
only you can see that on the back
liking
end now.
Photos, but that takes some searching and going through.
Yeah.
But this was super easy to find out, like, oh my God, you're being a creep liking all these bikini photos
That's
of all these girls.
Wild.
Yeah.
Do you remember this, Abe?
Yeah.
Huh.
And it literally logged all your activity. And we're like, oh shoot, so I'm not liking anyone's photos, by the way.
Oh, that's a way to get mixed up real fast.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
so
boy.
Thankfully, that's gone now, but they give you the fan.
Yeah.
They give you the fan badge.
I'm not here for it.
And that is Cheyenne.
That's me, apparently.
It's called the Cheyenne badge. Cheyenne, once again, congratulations on being the biggest nerd on the planet.
Oh, well, thanks. I guess I'll take it.
You didn't ask for it, but you deserve it. You
Facebook got gave it to me.
A Facebook fan badge, top fan.
Yeah, it was weird. I don't, like I said, I don't comment on this person's stuff. I don't like their stuff. It's just, I watch
You watch his videos.
I watch his videos.
For obvious reasons.
because he has nice
caps. He's a hot guy. He's a hot guy. We got Janie on the phone. Janie in Goodyear. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how do you feel about these like Facebook badges that they just hand out all willy-nilly apparently?
Oh, I'm a connoisseur.
I'm sorry,
totally...
did you say you're a connoisseur of Facebook badges?
Ooh.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You get along with my mom, so.
I am totally that person. I collect top fans badges like they're Pokemon cards.
Oh my gosh.
I just love supporting the small creators, and it feels like I'm helping them build their business. And I got like little, hey, we see you in return. It makes me feel good about myself, you know?
It's a little bit of recognition for the time that you spend scrolling.
Yeah, I feel like I'm doing good, putting good into the universe. It just feels good. And it's silly, but that little bitty badge just makes me feel like I'm part of their journey. And I can't be buying all their stuff, but at least I can help them out. It makes me feel good.
When you put it into that kind of term, I can't knock it. Because you are right. Sometimes the easiest thing to do to support somebody's business or their ventures or whatever is
watch, contribute.
Yeah.
I'm getting like Russell from Up, Wilderness Explorer vibes.
My name is Russell. I am a wilderness explorer.
I mean, I love him.
Did you get the badge for helping out an elderly person?
Across the street?
Oh, man. I went to a very strict school, and we would get badges. And when I didn't get an award for something, I got setting goals and striving to achieve them.
We now know where your emotional damage has come from.
Yes,
it's all making sense now.
Oh, God. You know, I'm a perfectionist. All girls, Catholic school, what can you do, you know?
We recommend therapy.
All my classmates that go to therapy, they start talking, and then the therapist says, you went to Sacred Heart, didn't you?
No! And I go,
Well, Janie, don't let us keep you from getting more badges.
Enjoy your scrolling.
Get back on Facebook.
Oh, woo, I got one. Okay, I got it. Oh, it's making my day.
Woo! I tell you what, Camel Nation, happy hump day. It's almost time to get out of here, Cheyenne.
I'm totally okay with that today.
Don't forget, listen later on today at 5 o'clock for another clue to guess the secret sound.
Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron are going to have that for you, and that clue is going to lead you closer to the secret sound. Hopefully you've been paying attention.
Which will then lead you closer to Morgan Wallen.
Because that's where you'll win if you can guess the secret sound. Four tickets to see him in July.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. It's very important in your life. At Nico and Cheyenne.
Because we're pretty great.
We are delightful. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.